It's time for Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Fans, welcome to a special edition of Quick Calls. I'm your host today, believe it or not, of Quick Calls. When does that ever happen?
Best host ever.
The bluest pants ever.
And Mr. Blue Pants himself.
I'm your host tonight, the legend T. James Logan. Sitting with me, Andre C.
I love to be here. I really do.
And, of course, the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Now, guys, I always listen to Quick Calls, but you guys keep changing the format, so I'm changing the format for tonight's show.
I love it.
And first of all, let's go over the card. First match out. We had Matado versus Slammer. Andre, your thoughts on this one?
I thought a fun opener, and the crowd was really fun for this because Matado came out wearing blue pants, and they started chanting, "Let's go blue pants," and making blue pants chants. And I thought, and the crowd really got into this, having fun with this match. Slammer played the heel in it, so I thought the crowd really, I think the crowd really enjoyed this match. And me sitting there, I was really having fun with this match.
Brian, what did you think?
Overall, good match. On very short notice, because Slammer's original opponent was sick, so to get Matado to fight in short notice, it was a surprise to everybody. But overall, great match. Slammer, just a more powerful veteran, picked up the win tonight.
Well, you know what? I got to say, Matado, this is probably the best I've seen him in a while.
Oh, for sure.
He really showed me some stuff. Not the usual grunting that I remember him from the past. Well, I digress. But anyways, it was an actual, it was a fun match, good opener.
He's evolved in his skills and how he's showing himself to the crowd. I think he's kind of evolved out of he's evolved from the caveman he used to be, I guess. But
I think, you know what? Looking at what I saw tonight, I wish maybe he dropped the Matado thing and just become his own persona. Yeah. There's a wrestler in there with some talent.
Yeah, well, I agree there. And he's just got to find it, and he'll be great.
You know what? Slammer, always putting on a flashy show. Yeah. Slamming people left and right. It's what you get when you get a Slammer match.
And a Tower of London to finish it all off.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's go to the next match. Lightning Leon Grayson, who for some reason, you know what, guys? Maybe I've missed a show somewhere, but Thaddeus Archer III came out with him? I'm not sure what that's about.
I think it was last month. I missed the Edmonton show. I think he turned heel on that show. Brian would be able to tell us that.
Yeah, yes, he turned heel last month, and now he's with Thaddeus's group here. So, different...
different dynamic.
Dynamic with Leon now. He's the bad guy now, and he's more vicious and meaner than ever.
Well, when you pick up a creep like Thaddeus Archer, you really know that that's a desperate cry for help. I mean, to stumble to that level where you take such a lecherous person like that and find yourself... I mean, look how Leon got the win. Here's a guy who fought long and hard. He won some. He lost some. Out he comes with Mr. Flashy Money Pants, and what does he do? Uses a foreign object, as good old Thaddeus is once again distracting the referee, proving that any idiot with a bad suit can be a manager. It just saddens me that Leon's gone down this route.
Yeah, Leon is kind of taking this point where I'm sorry, I can't.
Brian, we'll get back to you there, Andre.
Leon, yeah, overall good match. Leon, like I said, ever since he's hooked up with Thaddeus, he has got a more vicious attitude and more meaner, and he's like he wants to get the win more and just out there proving more and not listening to anybody, doing his own thing. So, which might help and which might not. So,
you know what? I spent a few moments saying a lot of bad stuff about Thaddeus, but one thing I've got to say, Leon Grayson is quite a bit smaller than Barricade, and it does give you some kind of glamour, you know. Obvious Thaddeus brings something if that Barricade can manage to go down a 400-pound man to Leon Grayson.
Yeah, he's got Leon Grayson taking down big guys like that, and I think the addition of Thaddeus is kind of awesome. I love a guy who can wear a suit like that, who's willing to wear a hideous suit like that out in public.
I know you love a guy, Andre, but I digress.
Oh, screw you. That's a person who's got serious cojones to actually get out there and wear a crazy suit like that.
And I know you love cojones, but I digress. Going on, next match, what do we have here? Number 3, Tiger Ali taking the win over Brighton Bayless. Interesting match as the Battle of the Afro versus the Battle of Bollywood.
Oh, yeah. Tiger, he's getting better and better every time we see him. And then this new kid, Britton Bayless, this is like the third time I've seen him. very impressed with this young fella. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got in store down the future here. It'll be very interesting to see what goes on with this young fella down the road now.
You know what, Andre? Before I'll get yours, I'll just throw in quickly just to break up the format of chain here. Tiger Alley, yeah, let's face it. The guy is jacked. He really is coming on strong. But you know what? Brighton Bayless isn't just a guy. You know, it might be very easy to dismiss him. I mean, he's a white guy. He's skinny. Got the big afro hair. You just might think, just another jobber out there. But this kid does have some talent behind him. I was actually a little bit impressed. He actually showed me some charisma tonight. And he came close, but Tiger got the win. Andre, what do you think?
Well, Tiger especially is coming off, to me, a match of the year candidate from last month here in Red Deer. And then you got him going. He's going up against a relative newcomer, and you don't. It's hard to know what you're going up against with a guy who's only wrestled three times here in RCW. Three times. It's really hard to put together a tape to really look at a guy and know what he's going to do in a match. And this kid has really good charisma. I think he has something special there. I think he could be really good here in RCW. Very impressed by him tonight, but in the end, Tiger's experience just shows why he's so impressive here, why he's so good, and why he's getting wins, and why he has, for me, one of my top matches of the year so far.
Found backstage here at RCW Revolution. Got a chance to talk to Tiger Alley. Tonight, Tiger, you're on your own, not with Tony Cage, but you know what? An impressive win tonight over Bayless Brighton.
You know, I do my thing. Bayless. I always kick ass, right? Tony Cage is not here because he's busy, got some stuff to do going on. But today, it was an amazing day. You know what? I'm facing the new kid, Britton, one hell of a kid, but still brand new. Doesn't have what Tiger Lee got, the experience, the skill, the ability, the talent. That's what he needs. So tonight, all I'm going to say is this. And I'm going to wrap it up really quick because I got a girl waiting for me outside and I got to go. Tonight I'm going to say this. This is not it. It's not over. Tiger Lee is just taking off. RCW, you haven't seen the best of Tiger Lee yet. You know, there's a great talent in RCW. Good roster. But no one is like Tiger Lee. Because I'm the Bollywood B-Town bad boy. And if anybody comes in my way, # bitch slap is waiting for them. I'm out.
Well, you know what? Talking about hard to gauge without knowing much. Tonight, the Cruiserweight champion, Scotty Justice, making a...
Cruiserweight?
Oh, sorry, did I say Commonwealth? It used to be the Cruiserweight. The Commonwealth belt. Here he is. He defends it against a guy who I never even seen this guy before, Nick Price. But you know what? Nick Price put on a heck of a battle, and he could have easily tonight walked away with that belt. But Scotty, man... It was crisper, tougher, stronger every month. Andre?
I was so impressed with my first time seeing Nick Price. This guy, he's got great charisma in the ring. His in-ring ability is very, very good. Especially if you can keep up with a guy like Scott Justice, who goes from bell to bell going full speed. I thought Nick Price looked good, and I really thought there was a couple times I thought the belt would change it tonight. But Scott Justice, he's just been so vicious. But he's... You can see by the crowd, he is so loved here in Springbrook. This crowd loves him. Where there's a lot of places he's hated, but he's loved here. And I think he kind of embraces that in the hate he has. He embraces that he knows his people are fueling. They kind of do fuel him here. And he's just showing that super kick and then that one-winged angel, the combination he has there, that is just a brutal way to finish a match, too.
Brian, what do you think?
Oh, very good match. Like Andre said, this Nick Price, I was very impressed with him tonight, seeing him for the first time. Back and forth match, and he had Scott Justice quite a few times, but just could not hold him down for a two count. And like Andre said, in the end, he got him with the super kick and then that one winged angel. That move is so deadly and awesome. I just, once he hits and you're not getting up from that, it's lights out, you're done, go home.
Well, you know what? Fan fans. I'm standing backstage here with a newcomer to me, a newcomer to the show, the professional, Nick Price. Nick, first of all, welcome to RCW.
Yeah, thanks. Feel real welcome.
Well, you know, it was a bit of a rough night for you, that's for sure.
You should say that. I think I laid down a pretty wicked beatdown on that little champion of yours, but hey, he did get the win. I got to give it to him.
Now, you know what? A lot of fans right away weren't too happy with you squirting. I don't even know what that is.
That's the price is juice. Soon enough, you'll be able to buy your own spray bottles, and you feel so inclined, if you got the balls, spray me back, see what happens.
Well, you know what? Since you are new, and I believe you come out from the Vancouver area, what promotion is it? The ECCW, I believe, right?
I do occasionally get in there and beat up their folk. Naturally, I've been getting a lot of work out of All-Star Wrestling.
Nice.
There's also Wise Pro. It's very new, very, very good. Looking to get some work there, beat up some suckers. Hey, we'll see what happens. Money's money. I will win that money.
Now, if promoters who are listening to this from other parts of the country, how can they contact you and how can they book you?
Oh, it's simple. Twitter, at ProNickPrice. Real simple, because I am the professional. Keep that in mind. Shoot me a DM on that. I believe there's some contact information for my email, CanadianDynamite@gmail.com. You can also add me on Facebook, Nick Price. Look for my fan page, Nick Price. What else? Follow me on Instagram, Pro Wrest Love. There's lots of ways to get a hold of me. I'm a very popular person.
Well, you know what, Nick? You were certainly different and enjoyable tonight, and we want to welcome you. And hopefully we'll be seeing more things of you here in RCW. So, like we said, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, and I guarantee you, you'll be seeing some great things out of the professional, because that's what I do.
Continuing this rich tradition of tonight's card of some really great matches, this three-way match that came up next, off the charts fun. Three super talented guys, Mentolo, Cobra Kai, and Too Cold Scorpio. And you know what, fans? It was really hard for any of us. I mean, I pulled a lot of people around me who they thought would win. And it's funny, Too Cold Scorpio, I mean, he's the big name, came up quite a bit. Cobra Kai, who's very much loved.
I was pulling for Cobra Kai. I'm a huge Cobra Kai fan. So for me, I was hoping for a Cobra Kai win.
And who are you kind of hoping for in there?
Brian? I was torn because I like both. I like Mentolo. Mm-hmm. I like Cobra Kai, and I like Too Cold. So to me, it didn't really matter who won. But overall, like, this was a great match between three international veteran stars that have been all over the world fighting. And I mean, this match was back and forth, pinfall after pinfall, right down to the end when Mentolo got the win. So I mean, that's a huge win for him to get it over Cobra Kai and Too Cold Scorpio, like a veteran. Wow, impressive.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, I mean, people who know me, who have listened to many of my shows, know that I love Cobra Kai.
Yes.
But Mentolo has always been my boy, because I see him as that weapon that people seem to forget will blow your face off if you're not careful.
Oh.
You know? So it was a tremendous match. Loved what Mentolo did. Got in the win. All kinds of stuff going on. Too Cold throwing out the sparkle, the sparkle splash. A tribute to Alexa Bliss, but you know, maybe she tributes to him, because let's face it, he may predate her by a couple years, but
just by a couple.
But great match. The fans here eating up Cobra Kai. Man, the fans of Springbrook love this guy. Great match, Andre. What do you think?
My favorite chant of the night was they were go mental. Was it mentors? Yeah. Mentolo, Scorpio, Cobra Kai. And then the fact that there's a group of people chanting all three names at once, that proves that you've got one of the best matches, that these people want to cheer for everybody, and it was that kind of match. I was on the edge of my seat that entire match. I loved it. Like, these guys were pulling moves that some of the moves like I've never seen. And yes, Scorpio did a sparkle splash, but you know what? She probably stole that move from him.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. But I was so impressed with this match. And Too Cold Scorpio, where he is now, like, so far, such a veteran in this business, and still hitting, like, moonsaults and all these moves off the top. It's just impressive seeing a guy out there, still out there today, hitting all those big moves.
Yeah, folks, it was a really great three-way match. Should have been, in any place, was a main event match.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go on next. Intermission, well, I had a bag of chips. No, let's pass that. Sorry, did I miss it? Oh, thank you. No wonder you guys keep this guy on. He's helpful. Brian, you're a helpful man.
He keeps us informed.
But fans, I digress.
Next week,
we had a special six-person intergender tag team. On one side, let's first, I'm going to talk about the faces. The returning AJ Sanchez, after over 14 months ago in a car accident, which should have ended his career.
Yes.
You know, he talked broken hand, broken pelvis, messed him up bad. 14 months later, this guy gets in the ring, looks like he hasn't missed a beat. This is the big sexy beast I remember from last time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Bobby Sharp, the current reigning RCW champion.
RCWA?
I wasn't going to say RCWA. I should have. This guy, always great, always on his game. And Kat Von Hees, beautiful, powerful. The woman's got it going on. But yeah, you know what?
To me, that is a great team right there, because you have the big, massive power guy, AJ Sanchez. You have Bobby's technical ability, and then Kat's another. She's got power, she's got technical, she's got everything. I think that was a great team to put together.
And you know what? They take on a very interesting team of Knight, Big Jesse Youngblood, and my God, the incredibly beautiful Jules Malone. Wow.
What a
lady.
I love her so much. She's one of my favorite female workers now.
I got to say, you know what? She comes in with the moniker Hardcore Princess. And part of me is thinking, yeah, okay, there's another girl. This is a girl that went toe-to-toe in there with AJ Sanchez, who jumped off the top rope onto a bunch of guys, who did nothing but interject herself. And looking incredibly beautiful all the while.
One thing I noticed, she was in there, and Jesse was choking a dude out in the apron with his leg, and he went to go run and do it, and go off the other side of the rope and come back. She ran in there, did the thing, and just dodged Jesse at the last second.
That was
That's
great.
That's ability right there, to dodge Jesse at the last second.
Brian, what did you think of this match overall?
Oh, great match. You have you have AJ and you have Bobby, two great guys. Then you have Knight and Big Jess. Two good villains, and then the women. Oh my God, these two women are friggin' fantastic to watch. And tomorrow night when they go one on one, it's gonna be just awesome to see. I mean, I cannot wait to see these two go at it, because you got the power in Kat and Jules. Oh my God, like she said, Hardcore Princess. She lived up to it when she literally was beating on AJ. That's a big boy. She was kicking his ass all over the place, and you know, all six of these wrestlers, fantastic to see. This was a great match. But the end came when Big Jess actually tripped up Kat's foot and held her down so Jules could get the pin.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Brian, because I realized I didn't even tell people how it ended.
Yeah.
Big Jess Youngblood cheating to hold down and trip, which is actually was a scary at the moment, too, because those two girls came down pretty solid from that. For a second, I thought they were both going to get hurt.
Yeah, it was kind of a brutal finish there, but overall, this match, I thought I enjoyed it from bell to bell.
Fans backstage here at RCW Revolution. Got a chance to talk to Big Jesse Youngblood. Jesse.
Yeah.
You may have got the win tonight, but once more, why do you keep taking runs at Kat Von Hees?
I think that's a question everybody's been asking lately. I'm sure a lot of men have been taking runs on Kat Von Hees.
Now, Jesse, you know what I mean. You seem to be intent on trying to injure this girl, only to the chagrin of Bobby Sharp.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nothing to do really with her. It's that piece of garbage with the long hair and the goofy-looking face, Bobby Sharp. You know, if anyone associated with Bobby Sharp happens to get in my way, then they're going to feel Big Jess's wrath.
Now, let's face it, he did win the belt from you.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just saying, is a lot
Next
of this
question.
Anger? Well, my
what do you think right now is this anger?
Okay, sorry. Jesse, do you see another run at Bobby Sharp for this belt?
Oh, you're damn right. Edmonton, June 24th, if you haven't heard, I challenge Bobby Sharp to a cage match. You're damn right. No escape. Only way to win, pinfall or submission. He's accepted it. It's going to happen in Edmonton, June 24th. That is the final, and I mean final, time this ever happens.
Well, folks, there you have it. A rather usual, angry Jesse Youngblood.
What's that supposed to mean?
Fans are backstage here at RCW Revolution. Got a chance to talk to the RCW heavyweight champion, Bobby Sharp. once again, we find Jesse Youngblood not only taking runs at you, but also taking runs at Kat Von Hees.
You know, the thing with Jesse has been going on for too long. It's been going on too long. The people are sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sure Jesse's sick of it too, which is why in Edmonton we're having this steel cage match, because that is going to end this war, okay? If he can't win the championship in the steel cage match like he thinks he can, then he's got to leave me alone. He's just got to walk away. I've proved him wrong time and time again, and in that cage match, I'll shut him up for good.
Well, you know what? A lot of fans are saying, and a lot of critics have said, that Bobby Sharp may be technical. He may get impassioned. But some people say you're being pushed too far, and maybe this may lead to you making mistakes. Your anger right now, Jesse Youngblood, is incredibly high. I've never seen you so angry at anyone. Is this a detraction? Can you keep your head straight?
Who's saying that? I don't make mistakes. I don't make it angry, and it just means I'm going to beat the shit out of Jesse even more. I don't make mistakes. People can say that all they want about me, but I'm still winning championships, and I'm still winning matches. Jesse makes me angry because he's a piece of garbage, okay? Yeah, I can build him up and say he's a great wrestler, whatever. This goes beyond that. This has got nothing to do with his wrestling. He's just a piece of trash in my eyes. And guess what you do with trash? You throw it away.
And Jill's only just showing how good she is in the ring, why she's known as the Hardcore Princess. She's going in that ring with anybody. And tomorrow night, if it's just a singles match, I don't know if they're going to be able to get. I think they're going to have to throw some stipulations in on that women's match, because the way those two fought tonight, a singles match, I don't think is going to be enough.
Well, you know what? I'm actually very excited to see a singles match. Yes. Because, you know, we didn't really get a lot of them one-on-one with each other. We know what Kat's all about. We've seen her. She's incredible. But I want to see more of this Jules Malone. She was something incredible.
I'm just saying, make it a no DQ, no count kind of match. And mm-hmm. Let them go singles, but let them go no DQ, no count. Because I think that she should really show why she's the Hardcore Princess.
I agree with that thinking, but I want to look at the other way. I want to see what Jules Malone can do on her own, one-on-one. I think she has the chops. I'd like to see it.
Oh, I agree, man. This is going to be great to see tomorrow. Like I said, these two fantastic women, they've been all over Canada. Jules, she's been all over the world, and I mean, these are going to be two bulls going at it, so I'm so looking forward to seeing them at Clyde.
Sorry.
Two very sexy bulls.
Yes.
So Andre digresses.
I digress. I apologize.
Were you digressing over there?
Yes, I was.
Okay, anyways. Let's talk now about the main event. Now, I specifically, my goodness, I'm not on the West Coast. I specifically left out one little thing that happened today because I wanted to tie it in now. We had the introduction of a new character, or an old character just retreaded. We had Vince Austin coming out, now proclaiming himself Colonel Austin, doing a sort of Elvis manager kind of thing, claiming big money.
A Texan from Alberta?
No, a Newfie who moved to Alberta, who got involved with Texas and moved. It's very confusing, but
his uncle went to Texas and got oil,
yeah.
And then he came to Alberta for more oil, and then got Vince out here because he was dying to take over for him as run his Alberta oil or something.
And if you waited through all of that, fans, in the end, we have Vince Austin playing a mean Colonel Sanders. Anyways, he comes out earlier in the show, introduces his big money buy of being the RCW Tag Team Champions, the Redneck Renegades. Well, the match comes on. It is a no DQ, no disqualification. And folks,
No count out.
No holds barred. You know what happened here? This is the first time where I have been in a wrestling match and where it went outside totally, where everyone who was in the building had to go outside into the parking lot as these guys scrapped it out in the parking lot, then dragged themselves back in. Wild and crazy, culminating in Colonel Parker, I want to call him. Jesus, Colonel Sanders, Colonel Austin.
Yes.
Turning on his team and aligning himself with the Dogs of War. Interesting stuff. They bloodied the Renegades. I mean, these guys were cut, laid out, bleeding. The fans, it was such a bad beating that the fans who hated these guys did not like this. Interesting enough, Steven Styles seemed to have a problem with it. He seemed to have a problem with Moses Luke aligning with Colonel Austin. I don't know if this is going to be something down the road. Is this going to be problems later on? Are the Dogs of War going to crumble from within? Or have we finally seen Steven Styles becoming a villain?
Oh, it's going to be very interesting to see what his actions is. He didn't look happy with that there. No. But then, by the end, when Vince was convincing him, You seen what he did? He took Colonel's cane, and he was hitting those two rednecks down. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on with that there. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, man, he battered them like a bucket of chicken. Oh, I digress. Anyways, Andre.
I know all about buckets of chicken, but, but you know, I thought it was a good match overall. These two teams have... Especially like Vince, it was really surprising for me to see him. That, like a few months ago, he was going to war with Steven Styles against these rednecks back at Christmas time last year. Mm-hmm. So it was really surprising to see him. But I guess maybe he planned this out to turn, just kind of planned it out, turned on him. And I think Moses Luke was more ready to be. He said he'd been battling Vince Austin for 17 years.
Well, I did get an exclusive interview backstage, which we'll intertwine here, where Moses Luke said he reached out to the Colonel without Steven Styles knowing, because he said this is what's best for the dogs and best for their business.
So best for business, you know, as you've heard a billion times in WWE, whatever's best for business. So you know what? Moses Luke is doing what he can to get ahead, get himself a championship. And you know what? I don't blame him for it. But yeah, I think we saw a double turn tonight. I think the Dogs of War, especially at least in Red Deer, they're the heels here. And I think, like after the match, when they were getting out of here, the Rednecks, the people are clapping for.
Yeah, a lot of people seemed to great jump on the Renegades bandwagon there, because let's face it, it was pretty underhanded what happened to them. Oh. Nobody likes to see anybody get treated like that.
It was a total cheap shot for. It was a cheap shot, and it was easily. Those guys are just a little despicable, at least for Moses and Vince.
Well, you know what, guys. For my format today, I would like to say first of all, out of $10, well, no, let's say $20, because it costs $20 to get in here. Brian, how much would you have paid for what you'd saw, and they said, pay me what you're worth. What was tonight's card worth to you?
$20, right on the nose. This was a great card from top to bottom. Everything was perfect. You had pretty much everything for any fan that was here tonight.
How about you, Andre?
$17. It was a good overall show. I wouldn't give it a full $20, but I really enjoyed this show. It was a fun show to come out. I'm happy I came down for it. And you know what? It was at least a $17 show. It was just a good time out tonight. A lot of good matches and a couple two really good blowaway ones in that Commonwealth title in that three-way.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to agree with you, Andre. I'm going to give $17 because I think that there was still, you know, yeah, some of the opening matches could use a little more work. There was, you know, younger guys learning some stuff, but some really solid things in there. Now, as we're going to end this, Brian, I'd like to ask you, first of all, who was the standout star tonight, and who was the one who surprised you the most?
Oh, standout for me was... Scott Justice, he just amazing to see all the time, and his ability to work, especially with a new guy like Nick Price, that was amazing to see. And what else?
Who surprised you? Who did you? You're like, wow.
To surprise me was Too Cold Scorpio, because I haven't seen him live in person. I've seen him on TV, but to see him in person. Wow, what an amazing guy. And to meet him, I got to meet him tonight and talk to him for a few minutes. Very friendly guy. I really enjoyed that. And to see him perform, too, wow. He still can go for his age, my God.
Very impressive. And Andre, star of the night for you, and the person who surprised you the most?
My star of the night, I'm going to give it to Gold Scorpio, because he came out age he is and still showing us like crazy, great moves off the top, rocking in that ring with the guys. And my surprise of the night, I'll give it to Nick Price, because I've never seen him before, and he really, with his charisma, his in-ring ability, really impressed me tonight. He was my surprise of the night, for sure.
Okay. My star of the night, I'm going to give Cobra Kai. He really had the crowd going. He was really in there. Came very close in winning a very key match. And my surprise of the night, I'm going to have to say Jules Malone. I mean, yeah. I thought she was going to... I didn't know what to expect from her. I heard good things about her. But, man, she's legit in my mind of seeing her wrestle anywhere against anyone. Definitely. And after watching her tonight, I can think of a million women wrestlers we've seen out here that I want to see Jules Malone westle with.
So, Rachel Ellery. Rachel Ellery.
Nah, Bambi Hall, man. Bambi Hall. I'm a Bambi Hall guy.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys are Ellering guys, but I
put Bambi Cat and Jules together. Well, there you go. You got a great triple threat.
Rachel in the mix, too.
Well, you know what, folks? It was a fun night tonight, and I want to thank thank you guys for taking the time to sit down with me. Any last thing you want to throw out there, Brian?
Just keep coming, support the local wrestling wherever you can. We love you guys coming out. The wrestlers love it. I mean, for $20, you're getting 3 hours of entertainment, fun. Enjoy it.
And Andre?
Overall, good night of wrestling. And you know what? It's great to support these guys because you never know what you're going to get on these shows, because you get standout matches like that three-way in that Commonwealth title match. You're always going to get great. You always get great matches. You always get a surprise, really, really good match on the show. So, I always say, support indie wrestling wherever you are. And please, we have a show coming up tomorrow night, the Kingsway Legion, and on May 29th, Kingsway Legion, there is a fundraising show for the Fort McMurray fires, which to me is kind of affecting me a lot because I was up north while the fires were going. I was lucky not to be affected by them, but we got hit with smoke and everything, and we had a lot of refugees coming into camp and staying with it. So I got to see firsthand with a buddy who got evacuated. It hit people hard, so please come out to that show. It's a minimum $10 entrance fee for donation, but if you can donate more for your entrance fee, please do, because all proceeds are going to support the fire relief.
Well, you know what, fans, first of all, you know, I know Mike the Ref did not join us tonight. He was in, I believe, in Monster Pro doing their car tonight.
Yes.
Fans, indie wrestling's fun. You never know what you're going to see. Sometimes you're going to see a bunch of crap followed by something fun. Sometimes you're going to see tons of fun and maybe a little crap. You never know. It's a big world, but it's worth it each and every time. I don't think I have ever gone to a show where I thought I'd rather stay home and sleep. So continue to support RCW, any other local wrestling that you can, and you know, as Mike always says, if you're going to make a call, make it a quick call.
If you're
going to
make a good call, make a quick call. This has been Quick Calls from RCW in Springbrook, Alberta.
This has been Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.